Business. Our first item of old business is change of zone number 1960, OA Oaks LLC.
Before I read my motion, I just would like to say thank you to Mr. Whitehouse and Mr. Robertson for their due diligence on this, working with the Housing Authority to try to accommodate as many people as we possibly can with this affordable housing.
Just to be clear, I don't want people to misunderstand. It was the community developing and housing folks here within the county, the staff.
Thank you.
I know they were a big help.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ms. Wingate. Appreciate that.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 1960 for OA Oaks LLC, which seeks to amend certain conditions of approval imposed as part of change of zone number 1858 and ordinance number 2621 for the residential plan community known as Ashton Oaks, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant seeks to amend condition B regarding the income eligibility and rent standards for the affordable priced units within Ashton Oaks. Condition G regarding entrance road and sidewalk requirements, and condition I regarding the time frame for completing the recreational amenities. Two, according to the applicant, these amendments are minor in nature and primarily seek to clarify the requirements imposed upon the project. In the case of the amendment of the income eligibility standards for the affordably priced units, the applicant seeks to broaden the income range so that this project can serve a greater number of lower income families in Sussex County. Three, these amendments will not affect the findings contained in ordinance number 2621, stating that this project will create modern, safe, affordable, and fair housing options for residents of Sussex County, including specifically housing for the Sussex County workforce. These amendments will allow the applicant to continue to help address the rental housing needs of Sussex County's low and moderate income workforce in a location that is in close proximity to the employment and town centers. Four, the amendment to condition B regarding income eligibility is reasonable in that it adds clarity to the requirements while providing some flexibility so that the restricted units are rented to as many qualified tenants as possible. However, the average household income for all the restricted units within the RPC must still remain at or below 70% AMI on an annual basis. Such an average will ensure that this project is available to a more diverse applicant pool, which is as an important aspect of the fair housing and fundamental part of the applicant's stated intention to include workforce housing within the RPC based upon income eligibility. Five, the amendment to condition G regarding entrance road and sidewalk requirements is reasonable. Because this will be a rental project with parking lots, it is appropriate to seek relief from certain design requirements that are primarily applicable to single-family house subdivisions. Six, the amendment to condition I regarding the time frame for completion of recreational amenities is also appropriate. The original approval stated that the recreational amenities must be completed by the issuance of the building permit for the fourth apartment building. These timing requirements are generally used to ensure that recreational amenities are open and available to third-party purchasers of homes. In this case, the applicant will be the developer, owner, and of all the rental units within the project, so there are no third-party property owners to protect. However, it is appropriate to ensure the completion of these amenities within a reasonable time frame. Seven, these changes do not affect the substance, density, or appearance of the RPC. As a result, they have no impact on the community, neighboring properties, or area roadways. Eight, for all these reasons, it is appropriate to modify conditions B, G, and I of ordinance number 2621 so that they now state as follows. Condition B, as offered by the applicant, 36 of the units shall be designated as restricted units for the purpose of providing workforce housing for a period of 30 years following the date the first building receives its certificate of occupancy, subject to the following terms and conditions. One, rent. The rent for restricted units shall be established based upon 30% of gross household income for 70% of the area median income, AMI, for Sussex County, as established by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, and updated annually as adjusted for household and unit size. Two, eligible income. Eligible income is 50% to 80% of the area median income for Sussex County, adjusted for household size and as updated annually by HUD, provided that the average household income for all of the restricted units within the RPC is at or below 70% AMI on an annual basis. Three, vacant units. During lease up for during lease up for a period of 2 years, the applicant must actively seek to lease available units to qualifying tenants at a rate equal to or greater than the ratio of restricted units to market rate units. Post lease up, any vacant units for which the applicant is actively seeking units, tenants must first be offered to qualifying tenants if the total number of lease restricted units is less than targeted amount, which is 36. If no qualifying tenants are available at the time a unit becomes available, that unit may be leased at market rates to any tenant. At all times in which the number of restricted units is less than 36, the next available unit must be offered for lease to any known and available qualified tenant until such time as the 36-unit target for restricted units is achieved. Four, qualifying tenants. Eligible tenants for restricted units must A, provide proof of citizenship. B, be of eligible income as defined in two above. C, be employed and live in Sussex County for at least 1 year preceding the date of application. D, occupy of restricted unit as the tenant's principal residence during the lease period. Each eligible tenant must certify before taking occupancy that the tenant will occupy the unit as the tenant's principal residence. Any tenant who violates occupancy requirements will be subject to eviction procedures. E, comply with other requirements that apply to tenants of non-restricted units. Five, unit integration. Restricted units must be fully integrated into the community and shall not be substantially different in external or internal appearance and fit out from market rate units. Restricted units shall be equipped with the same basic appliances as the market rate units, such as an oven, refrigerator, dishwasher, washer, and dryer. At all times, the number of the type of restricted units shall remain in proportion to the number of same type of market rate unit, with the exception that the applicant may have up to 10% more three-bedroom restricted units and therefore fewer one- and two-bedroom units in proportion to the total number of apartment units. For example, if 25% of the units are three-bedroom units, then between 25 and 35% of the restricted units must be three-bedroom units. Conditions B, 5 through B7 are unchanged from ordinance number 2621 and are renumbered as B6 through B8. Condition G, the entrance road up to and including the first intersection must meet or exceed the street design requirements contained in section 99-18 of the Sussex County Code. There shall be a fully connected ADA compliant internal sidewalk and multimodal path pedestrian system serving all the buildings. This internal sidewalk and pathway system shall extend to the public right-of-way. The location and type of construction of the sidewalk and the pathway system shall be shown on the final site plan. Condition I, recreational amenities, including the clubhouse, outdoor swimming, pool and deck, playground, walking trail, and enclosed dog park shall be completed prior to the issuance of the building permit for the 6 multifamily building.
Second.
One real quick question, and that is, on the vacant, on number three, where it says that if no qualifying tenants are available, where, is there a requirement of where they look for these tenants, or how, I mean, you know, do they open the door and yay, hey, anybody need a place to live? Nope, sorry, didn't have any. I mean,
where? They explained to us in the hearing, if I remember correctly, that they have a wait list.
Okay.
Yeah. And they refer to that first, is what I remember.
Okay, yeah. Okay, thank you. As I just wanted to be sure that was, thank you. Okay.
Okay, that's my motion.
Okay, Bruce, second?
Yeah,
Bruce.
Okay, great, thank you. Okay, it's moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1960 08 Oaks LLC for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2021-06, Coral Lakes, formerly known as Coral Crossing.
Mr. Chairman, one, even though I was out with COVID, I did listen to everything that happened at the last meeting, but I would make a motion to defer on this because I'm still going through all the information to try to figure this out.
Okay.
A second.
Okay. Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2021-06, Coral Lakes, formerly known as Coral Crossing LLC, to give the commission additional time to get to consider the evidence in the record. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Amen. Okay. Our next item is, Chad, let me see if you were listening. Next item is change, there's conditional use number 2317, William E. Martin II.
All right, that was me. Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of conditional use number 2317 for William W. Martin II for a sign and vehicle graphics business on land zone GR, general residential, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the site is zoned GR, general residential. There have been other business uses in the vicinity, including Blue Hen Towing, that previously operated next door. There are also several small business and commercial uses in this area of Munchie Branch Road and Wolf Neck Road. This is an appropriate location for a small business like this. Two, the property is located within the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Small business uses like this one are appropriate within this area according to the plan. Three, traffic generated by the proposed use will be minimal and will not have a negative impact on the neighboring properties or roadways. Four, the applicant has stated that all material storage, fabrication, and sign production will occur inside of the buildings on the site. Five, the applicant has stated that most of the work occurs off-site at the time of installation at a customer's property. Six, the use is of a public or semi-public character that is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area and the county. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the property shall be used for a sign construction and vehicle graphic business. B, there shall be no retail sales from the property. C, all sign fabrication and production shall occur indoors. D, there shall not be any outdoor storage of materials associated with the use, including signs waiting for installation and old or damaged signage. This prohibition also includes all paints, inks, and chemicals, which shall be stored and disposed in accordance with state and federal requirements. E, Any dumpsters on the site are to be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. The dumpster location shall be shown on the final site plan. F, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements for entrance and roadway improvements. G, 132 square foot lighted sign shall be permitted as requested by the applicant. It shall be located on the building. H, all security lighting shall be shielded in downward screens so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. I, the final site plan shall provide for interconnectivity with adjacent properties if and when those properties may be used for business or commercial purposes. J, failure to abide by any of these conditions of approval may result in the termination of this conditional use. And K, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2317, William E. Martin II, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 1943, Shirley and Gordon Price Jr.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for change of zone 1943 for Shirley and Gordon Price Jr. for a change in zone from AR1 agricultural residential zoning to C2 medium commercial zoning based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, C2 medium commercial zoning is designed to support retail sales and the performance of customer service. Is it intended to be located near arterial and collector roads? Two, the applicant's property is currently zoned AR1 along Route 26. It is surrounded on either side by C1 and CR zoning, plus a number of businesses and commercial uses. The continued designation and use of this property for residential purpose is no longer appropriate. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning. Three, C2 zoning at this location along Route 26 will benefit nearby residents of Sussex County by providing a convenient location for retail uses or customer services. Four, there is no evidence that this rezoning will have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or area roadways. Five, the site is mostly in the coastal area according to the Sussex County land use plan and future land use map. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning according to the plan. Six, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the planning, or excuse me, of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, orderly prosperity, and welfare of the county. 7, no parties appeared in opposition to the rezoning application. 8, any future use of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
I second.
I move and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1943, Shirley and Gordon Price Jr., for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point.